Total Rewards Glossary. Affordable Care Act, or ACA, ensures that people with a pre-existing condition have access to health insurance coverage and are not charged more because of their pre-existing condition. Allows parents to add or keep their children on their health insurance policy until their children turn 26 years old. Requires several preventative services to be at no cost to the insured. Requires individuals to maintain minimum essential coverage and requires large employers to provide affordable health insurance benefits to their employees. Alderfer's ERG theory. Motivational theory that proposes that people have three basic need sets: existence needs, relatedness needs, and growth needs. Anomalous salary increase. A significant salary raise to correct green circle rate employees who are paid below the minimum salary for their current role. Increases may be market-based, general, or lump sum. Annual review. Evaluate wages using a performance or seniority system. Base pay for new employees. Amount of compensation employee will be paid for the performance of particular job duties. Broadband salary structure. Pay grades are consolidated into just a few levels with wider salary ranges. Broadbanding gives companies more flexibility and reduces some of administrative burden of maintaining a separate pay grade for each position. Compensable factors. The basis for which employee salary and wages are determined. For example, experience, education, responsibility, knowledge. Cost of living adjustment, or COLA. Adjustments made during periods of high inflation or cost, COLAs are typically equal to the percentage increase in the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, for a specific geographic region and period of time. Defined benefit plan. Traditional pension plan in which the employer provides a specific amount of money each month after retirement. Defined contribution plan. The employer contributes a specific amount of money into a retirement account for the employee. Designing a total reward strategy. Allocate resources, economic effect on the cost of labor, availability of skilled employees, taxes, and regulations. Direct compensation. Salary or wages, plus bonuses, overtime, special pay. Engage to be waiting. Employees who are required by the employer to remain on the employer's premises while on standby to perform their job duties, or who are unable to attend to personal business while they are on call, are engaged to be waiting. Employees are entitled to be paid for time spent engaged to be waiting. Entitlement philosophy. Rewards are based on the length of employment or seniority, encourages employees to stay with the organization. Executive compensation program attracts individuals to and encourages them to stay in executive positions. Fair Labor Standards Act, or FLSA, regulates minimum wage, child labor. Green Circle pay rate, a pay rate that falls below the organization's minimum pay on the pay range for a position. Tip to remember Red Circle, Green Circle. Red means stop increasing. Green means go pay them more. Golden parachute. Significant benefits, for example, large bonuses, severance payments, and stock options, given to top-level executives in the event that the executive's employment is terminated via merger or takeover. Indirect compensation. Non-monetary benefit provided to employees in addition to their salary. For example, health insurance, paid sick days, paid vacation time, and retirement plans. Incentive pay. Pay based on employee performance, intended to incentivize employees to perform well. Typical forms of incentive pay include profit sharing, bonus, and commission. Job analysis. The process of gathering, examining, and interpreting data about a job's tasks and responsibilities can be used to compare jobs and determine where they fall on the pay scale. Job classification. Classifying jobs according to their responsibilities and job duties does not take the individual into consideration. Job content. Job factors controlled by the job holder, such as performance, personal growth, meaning and impact, and achievement. Job context. Job factors controlled by the employer, such as work environment, supervisor, compensation, and recognition. Job ranking. Ordering jobs based on their worth to the organization relative to other jobs. Revenue-generating jobs tend to be higher on the list than non-revenue-generating jobs. Lag-lag pay strategy. Lagging behind market pay rates for a complete fiscal year. Lead-lag pay strategy. Leading the market with competitive pay rates for the first 6 months of the fiscal year and then lagging slightly for the remainder of the year. Lead-lead pay strategy. Leading the market with competitive pay rates for the entire fiscal year. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. Motivational theory that states that an individual's basic needs must be met first before the individual will be motivated to try to fulfill higher level needs. Physiological needs must be met first, then safety, then love and belongingness, esteem, and finally, self-actualization. Monetary compensation. Tangible rewards paid to an individual in exchange for their work. For example, wages, paid sick days, paid vacation time, retirement plans, stock options. Non-qualified stock option. Employees and executives may purchase stock. Non-monetary compensation. Intangible compensation rewards in a non-cash form used to incentivize an individual to perform work. For example, awards, flexible scheduling, privileges. Non-quantitative job evaluation technique. Evaluates job skills and abilities according to value, worth, or importance. Non-quantitative job evaluation techniques to value a position. Classification, pricing, ranking. On-call pay. Wages must be paid if the employee is required to be at the job site and ready to work. Overtime pay. 1.5 times the regular wage and paid when more than 40 hours are worked in a week. State and local laws may have more favorable overtime criteria. Pay structure. A systematic way of identifying pay for employees in different jobs throughout the organization. Performance-based pay. Employees are rewarded to perform as expected or better, encourages effective performance. Person-based pay. Employees are paid according to their individual worth based on their KSAs, experience, and/or education. Perquisite. A non-monetary executive reward that demonstrates an executive's importance to the organization. Piece rate. A fixed rate of pay per unit produced, a type of productivity-based pay. Point factor. Method of evaluating jobs by rating compensable factors through assigning points to different levels of job duties, weighing more important job duties more heavily than less important job duties, and then categorizing jobs based on their total points, thereby creating job grades. Productivity-based pay. Employees are compensated based on output. Qualified stock option. Company share option provided exclusively to employees. Employees may purchase stock, but executives are not allowed to purchase stock. Quantitative job evaluation technique. Evaluate the job. Determine the number of compensable factors. Assign value. Quantitative job evaluation techniques to value a position. Factor comparison method and point factor method. Red circle pay rate. Pay rate that is above the maximum pay rate of a pay range for a position. Tip to remember red circle, green circle. Red means stop increasing. Green means go pay them more. Regular rate of pay. Calculated by dividing gross compensation including wages, bonuses, commission, or any other direct compensation, by the total number of hours worked in a work week. Salary survey. Assessment of compensation and benefits offered in a labor market or industry. Total rewards philosophy. Translates the organization's vision, mission, and strategy and provides a framework to design the total rewards program. Total rewards. An organizational strategy to attract, retain, motivate, and incentivize employees to perform their jobs. Total rewards strategy encourages long-term employment, does not exceed resource limits. Types of differential pay: overtime, hazard pay, on-call pay, and shift pay, night shift, graveyard shift. Types of salary surveys: employee, industry, commissioned, government. Voluntary benefits. Benefits to achieve a goal, for example, 401ks, profit sharing, health and welfare benefits, EAP, tuition reimbursement, and flexible spending accounts. Wage compression. New employees hired at a rate of pay greater than that earned by incumbent employees for similar skills, education, and experience. Waiting to be engaged. Employees who are on call will typically not be paid for their on-call time if they are waiting to be engaged, versus engaged to be waiting, and can go about their daily personal business unrestricted.